Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, Association of Ghana Industries want Bank of Ghana to cut its policy rate further to 18%, describing recent reduction as insufficient, and government rallies sustainable funding for SMEs for its flagship 24-hour economy initiative. We'll hear from the presidential advisor on the 24-hour economy, Augustus Gusitano. Later in this bulletin, we hear the story about the ancient game drought, also known as dummy, that is enriching players' pockets and earning foreign exchange for the country. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishen. We settle for the details. But now, the Association of Ghana Industries is making a strong case for further cut in the policy rate to 18% before the end of this year. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana earlier this month cut its key lending rate to banks by some significant margin to 21.5%. But President of the Association, Dr. Humphrey Nyimdake, says it is still not enough to stimulate the necessary growth to support industries.
They should be daring, and I guess they are men of ambitious and good drive to reset the economy. Well, and as the events play out, as the inflation trends goes down, and the policy and the T-bills goes down, that is why I'm urging that we should get about 18.5%, and therefore that will stir and give the models of the banking industry another look, that this is a new era, a resetting agenda, and possibly we should see the pricing of funding and access to funding coming downwards.
And that was President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Nyimdake. Now, the Presidential Advisor on the 24-hour economy, Augustus Gusitano, has expressed optimism that the initiative will drive the expansion and growth of indigenous small and medium enterprises, thereby spurring national development. Speaking at the APSA Ghana's 24-hour economy conference, Mr. Tano highlighted a critical need for sustainable funding for business under the program while emphasizing the importance of ensuring job creation.
Their enterprises, but also create jobs, build wealth, and strengthen our economy. The risks are there. Risks regarding security, collateral requirements, capacity gaps, these are real risks. But they are not stop signs. It doesn't mean that we must be immobilized to inaction. What rather it means is that we must put in the requisite safeguards that are tailored to a specific environment that we live in, and the specific environments that SMEs operate in.
Augustus Gusitano as Presidential Advisor on the 24-hour economy policy. Now, the government and people of the United Kingdom, UK, are ready to partner Ghana to chart a new trade path aimed at creating more jobs and boosting trade among themselves. This is in line with government new policies aimed at making Ghana a trading hub for the African continent. His Majesty's UK Trade Commissioner to Africa, John Humphrey, disclosed this in a meeting with some government officials as part of his trade tour to Ghana.
And these are not just slogans, they're transformative agendas that will drive jobs, drive innovation, and create prosperity for millions of people. And the UK is proud to stand with Ghana on this journey. We're reconnecting with the world and doing trade differently and moving beyond traditional models to embrace innovation, sustainability, and long-term investment. Our recently published Modern Industrial Strategy is a testament to this. This agreement is part of our broader effort to normalize economic relations following Ghana's recent economic challenges and to deepen our trade and investment ties for the future.
John Humphrey as UK Trade Commissioner to Africa. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, the Ghana Institution of Engineering is cautioning against the appointment of civil servant as project consultant for construction project to avoid conflict of interest. The institution warned that the situation can lead to biased decisions and poor supervision of projects. The president of the institution, Engineer Ludwig Annan Hesse, said professionals must be appointed to undertake projects in the public sector to avoid conflict of interest and help deliver at the optimum level.
Public agencies must use consultants with clear terms of reference and give them the independence to design and supervise the projects in accordance with their contracts and best professional practice. For instance, during project supervision, a consultant must be named as the engineer to avoid conflict of interest from the employer. Again, there's practice in this country where government agencies are the employer's representative, they are the engineer, and they are everything. And meanwhile, the engineer is supposed to be an independent arbiter when conflict is arising. How can you be the employer's representative and then you become an independent arbiter when there's conflict between the employer and the contractor?
Engineer Ludwig Anan Hesse is the president of the Ghana Institution of Engineering. Now, the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, Professor Kobi Mensa, and chief executive officer of the Ghana Tourism Development Company Limited were headlined the Maiden 2025 Fellowship Excellence of SCS Honors Award slated for 3rd October 2025. The award is being organized by the Institute of Chartered Development Finance Analysts. The prestigious event is expected to attract a cross-section of corporate leaders, policymakers, regulators, service providers, and international development agencies for an unforgettable evening of recognition, networking, and celebration. On our business journal for today, at an ancient game which tests the intellect of its players, we employ tactical defense skills to whisk away as many cards to overpower their opponent. Played on a standard chess board of 64 checked squares, draft game, also known as dame, has over the years grown from a domestic to a national competitive game. The game is now seen at players ditch their daily occupation to sit for hours behind the board to cash in from defeating their opponent. Josephine Sego reports for today's Business Journal.
It's midday at Amakomu, where residents here are busy at their jobs. But these men find themselves hooked on a game they love. Once a hobby for their leisure time, the sports now rakes in cash for them. Draft game, locally known as dame, is a dominant source of entertainment for all ages, but predominantly middle-aged men in most areas of Kumasi. Abu National, the Ashanti Regional Draft Champion, has been playing the game for decades now.
Dami is played by the elite and rich people.
The game of drafts has been formalized by some communities, including Amakom, Asafo, Manshia, Atonsu, Abuakwa, Kwadoso, Dediako, and Swami. One of the major hubs of the draft game is Amakom, where the regional headquarters of the Draft Association is situated.
Playing dame became slow in the past.
The cognitive benefit of playing the game is the very soul that keeps its player hooked.
It involves a lot of calculations and tactical skills. It helps the brain develop.
The game is generating more income for its players. Abu National says he is raking in more revenue from the game than driving his taxi.
When it's competition season, I ditch my taxi to go play dame because I have gained a lot of income from it.
Not only has draft playing bring in substantial income, but it has also provided him with opportunities to travel outside Ghana to countries like South Africa and Malawi.
I've been to South Africa, Malawi, and Ethiopia because of this game.
The players are calling for regulations on the game to offer great opportunities and promote Ghana globally.
Especially the National Sports Council.
We must invest in the game. It can win us a lot of laurels at the international level. We shouldn't only focus on football teams.
But for moment, that before chance. That before we need to coin up for the good, the Africa. The beer, no, yeah, you know, blaster. Almost so far, yeah.
Josephine Sego reporting.
that's our business journal for today, ending the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Shen. Before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, there is one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this, just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# for now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.